Laura
Beach.
You look at Laura Beach
and
Ada. Well,
she
got
this.
Well,
let's
see Laura Beach.
Look,
I'm
gonna
look
get him
my cup.
Is this all?
Look, it's all look in my cup.
You want yogurt drink?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The yogurt drink
anyway.
Big sweat.
So it was a hijacking.
The bastards, yeah. There you go. One in your cereal or just in your cup?
My cereal.
A little bit of the cereal? Uh-huh. Just a tiny little bit.
Yogurt drink, can't she?
I think she should wait a little bit.
She has.
It's awfully hard to wait, I think, for your strong recovery, Cassie.
I am.
You know what? Laura turned on her record player all by herself.
And put the record on. I can rock Tony Pair off.
Yeah? Good. No, you wait.
You have a mustache, Laura.
My mother has a mustache.
Yes, you have a red thing.
I have a red chair.
Just a little one.
No, Mom has a mustache out of yogurt drink. She says no. She does. You cannot
right,
eat
though.
It.
There comes Susan food.
You can eat it now, I guess.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Sue will be thinking she has cold turkey on one piece of toast and coffee.
I don't know, I stayed in.
I lost a couple pounds. Alright, Sue.
No,
peanuts, Tuesday night, all you had was eggs for dinner.
I had two pieces of toast.
No, it's not, man. It's like a breakfast.
It has nothing to do with it. Two eggs and two pieces of toast.
No, it's like breakfast. Few calories.
Dessert is not bad at all.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, Jack. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you eat. Either it's like breakfast or lunch or dinner, then, and if you eat a lot of it, then it means you.
Mommy.
What yogurt drink do you want?
Okay. Where's your cup? It's right, you could eat nothing but breakfast and get fat.
What's your recipe, Daddy? I love that first. The most person who doesn't like to eat cold cereal is Jack.
What color are
you? My
yogurt drink.
My pizza too. Does it have honey on it?
No.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have it on it?
Uh-huh.
Have it on it?
There's a new IBM typewriter.
Yeah.
$620.
Oh God, what does it do?
It will erase mistakes on command.
It's worth it.
Uncle Holman! Mom? Mommy?
Yeah?
Since I love this pair of shoes, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't have to wear them one pair all the days. And so I can wear my boots on one day, my tennis shoes on another day. Yes, you wear your tennis shoes. You don't have any shoes. You don't have any more shoes, but you just have slippers to wear.
Tell the girls that they're going to sleep overnight at Mrs. Gluck's.
Yes.
I know it.
Okay, Laura?
Okay. Let me get my
glasses. Mrs. Gluck will put you to bed for the night in the special little crib she has there.
She'll move it into her room at nighttime because I know I can't sleep with her and she wants her to be nice and safe. And then sort of, and Mommy, when a toddler is out of baby shoes, sometimes the toddler
will
be
in the
baby shoes.
You're doing a good job.
Like I didn't clean diapers.
That's right.
You're doing a very good job, Laura.
You're
doing
a good job.
How about if I just make
a
dinner for Sally
now?
When it's finished, right?
Okay.
A little longer.
Just a minute. You didn't do it, Laura. I did it.
Me burping. Me burping.
Yes, you're burping.
Bozzy.
I'm not sure that's what she said.
Uh-huh. a lousy birthday.
Yeah, I know what you did. You scribbled all over this. No, I didn't like it.
Sue says, Laura, I don't like it. That's what Sue wants to say. You do that, right?
You're stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
Do something.
No, I'm not. I just don't like it, that's right. But I like Laura, I just don't want Laura to scribble in this book. Okay? You did a long time ago, that's right.
I did now.
No, you didn't do it now, you did a long time ago.
Huh?
You really want to hear the technical?
Yeah.
All right.